Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Timothy?
Hi. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Are you ready for
Yeah, huh? I saw you on the line, but I saw you on the line. I just couldn't get you through to the show went live. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing okay, thank you. It said it had 4 minutes. I just put you on speaker and was working while I was waiting, so.
Okay.
It's no problem. Let me get this guy on the phone for you, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, please. Timothy?
Hey,
I have Zaytoven on the phone for you.
Okay.
Yo, what's up?
Tovin, what's going on, man?
What's going on, bro?
How you been, man?
Oh, doing good, bro. Been good.
All right. I got a whole bunch of questions I wanted to ask you, man. Is that cool?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
All right, man. Who are some of your influences?
Influence as far as in producing?
Yeah.
I say one of my biggest influences is DJ Quick. Dr. Dre. Let me see what started me. Yeah, Dr. Dre, DJ Quick, and a lot of really, a lot of the producers are producing a lot of the R&B music, like Jodeci and you know, stuff like that. But as far as when it came to rapping, like DJ Quick and Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do rapping, or you just a producer? You do both?
I do both. I'm more so of a producer. The rapping.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask you the producing side right now, man. All right, just so we can, you know, kind of be on the same topic here. Okay. How did you get started as a producer?
I think what really got me started was being a musician, like a church musician. From like, you know, what I mean, at a very young age. So that's what really got me started in producing. You know, what I mean, get my musical background together, and then. When I started, you know, really actually putting tracks together, it was around like 98. A friend of mine named JT the Bigger Figure, a lot of people would know him from the Bay Area, you know, took me in, taught me how to put, you know, the music I was making, put it, you know, in sequence form. And that's what, you know, that's when I started producing.
Okay. I ask all of my guests this question, man. What do you think about Obama, man, the first black president, man? What do you think about that?
Oh, man, that's the greatest thing going right now. It's like, it's just showing the progress of America, man. You know, I think very highly of what's been done by Obama.
Let me see. What was the first record you recorded that you worked on? This question is crazy. Okay. Let me go to the next question, man. What's your equipment choice that you use when you're working on an album? Or a single?
Okay. I use an MPC. Right now I'm using MPC 5000. I just started using that the last month. But, you know, before then, all the songs that you've heard, I've been using an MPC 2000 XL, a Korg M3, a Phantom G6, and a Motif ES Rack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first record that you... Go ahead.
I just said I run it all through Pro Tools.
Okay. What was the first record that you worked on that what people would know you from, as far as your producing?
Icy. Gucci Man, Young Jeezy. So Icy.
Okay. Do you sample a lot?
No, matter of fact, I don't sample at all. I don't even know how to sample.
Okay.
I ain't never sampled before, so yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to deal with a difficult artist?
Yeah. A lot of times, the reason I deal with them is because they're paying a nice bit of money. So there's been a couple of, incidents where I had to deal with a difficult artist.
Now, do you, you want, who was that artist? Do you mind saying the name?
You said, do I want to say the people's name?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want them to think I don't want them to feel like it was difficult. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to keep that like that, man. What do you think about the music industry today, man? There's all this crazy stuff going on now with this industry. What do you think about that, man?
I think the music and the music industry right now has gotten watered down. You know what I mean? But you know, the excitement of music has gotten better. Like, you know, it's the music now is more in a state where it's more fun. You got, you know, more kids listening to it, more kids really getting involved with the artists and all that type of stuff. I don't think the music is as good as as it was or it could be. But so, you know, it got its ups and downs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What artists would you like to work with?
I'm pretty much working with all the artists I kind of, you know, like to work with. There's not really a person out there. Maybe 50 Cent. I ain't worked with 50 Cent. I would like to work with him. Probably kind of like the only guy I haven't worked with that I'd probably like to work with.
Do you particularly work with just one of music such as hip hop and R&B or does it matter, all genres of music?
All genres. I do like, you know, I work with gospel artists, I work with R&B, rap, whatever it is, you know what I mean, pop. I feel like I can kind of do it all, so I try to, you know, get involved with all of it.
What was the hardest project that you worked on so far?
You said the hardest project?
Uh-huh.
Hard as in difficult to do or hard as in music, you know, difficult to do?
Yeah.
I honestly say that all the music I've done now hasn't really been difficult. It's been, you know, right up my alley. A lot of the music I've been doing has been the artists actually coming to me, wanting to do music with me just off of, you know, what they know I've done, and they just want me to do that again. So, you know, I haven't really had any difficult project working on, to be honest with you.
Okay, good thing. What other projects are you working on?
Other projects? I worked with Jagged Edge, I did their up and coming single. Slim from 112, I just worked on his single, featuring Gucci Mane. Let's see, what other projects? I'm working on Usher, I did two for Usher's upcoming album. I just did one for Twista's. I worked on Twista's album. DJ Drummond, he just put his out. I did Gorilla Zoe, like half of his project. Of course, the OJ, Juice Man, and Gucci Man.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Rocco, I'm working on his new album that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Young L.A., J Money, any artist out of Atlanta, I'm pretty much working with.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I'd be left somebody out. I'm working, working with a whole lot of people, man.
That's cool. Yeah. What advice would you give to up and coming producers?
Establish a sound, and then really try to get an artist to help establish a sound. Like me as a producer, the only way I know how to tell another producer to come up is the way I did it. And the way I did it was, creating a sound and then getting an artist I really felt confident in and, you know, working with him and helping him and letting him help brand the sound, you know what I mean? And then, you know, if the artist could end up getting big or getting signed, you know what I mean, that your sound will still get out there just like that. You know, people right now in music, artists get, like, they get a sound attached to them when they come out, you know what I mean? Like, if you come out with a certain way that don't sound like nothing else, that you, like, attached to that sound. And as a producer, that's the same thing you want to do. You almost like an artist, you want to have a sound attached to you. So So, you know what I mean? You could be branded and market yourself as that new sound.
All right. Tovin, man, is there anything else you want to talk about, man, you want to put out there, man, that you want everybody to know?
Just, you know, let everybody know that Beethoven is working very hard, and I'm bringing new artists. I feel like my gift and my talent is, you know, it's good that I'm working with all the artists that I name and I'm working with, but I always like to bring new artists to the table. I feel like I have a ear of hearing new artists, and I feel like I have the ability to work with them and groom them and, you know, get them ready for them to get their own fan base and get their face out there, man. So be on the lookout for Beethoven and whatever new artists he's bringing.
Is there any last words or shout-outs, man?
Shout-out to Tamiko. Setting up the energy.
All right, Tolan, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, taking time out to come on the show, man, and come back anytime, man, all right?
I sure appreciate it, bro. All
right, man. You'll be good, man. And keep making good music for us, man.
Oh, definitely.
All right, man. Be good, man.
All right, buddy.
Let me shout out to Beethoven for the classical producer, Rico Dasher, Gorilla Zoe, Jagged Edge, and the list goes on. I'm going to jump into some music and I'll be right back. Here's something from. Gorilla, Hugo the Boss. He'll be here especially tonight.
Watch how I do it, mix some love potion and watch your body fluid. Mommy, you the fish, mine is all sewage. If you used to them lies, they hide to the truest. Me, boss, but you can call me Hugo. I play my cards right, Zuma, I'm numero uno. One, none, good compared to me, never. Boss man, make you feel better, if any letter. I'm a G now, G out. Love potion, got you shaking your knees out. Dressed so chic, making me wanna freak out. Potion like crack, making your eyes seem down. Wow.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. When I think about you, it's the first thing that come to
let
my
do
mind.
It, JD.
I'm like, baby, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it.
You ever want something?
When I think about
that
you
know you can't have
it come to my mind, I'm like,
and the more you know you can't have it,
shout it, you can get it out.
The more you want
you can
it,
get it out. You can get it. I know you hurt my reputation. You don't think I would ever do right by you. You think that if you and I was in a relationship, I would never be true. You think that everything I say is straight game. And to me, you're just another new name. But what I'm trying to tell you, for every man is a woman that'll make him change. And I believe you the one that'll make me. But every time I try to show you, you shake me. I know I make it real hard for you to take me serious. But baby girl, I am. And I ain't stopping right here, I'ma keep going. And I'ma make sure every day that you keep knowing. Where the vibe is in your flag, what's the top thing you on it, selling for a few hours with some yellow light. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, baby, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it. Ooh, when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, shout it, you can get it out.
What?
You can get
what?
It out.
What?
You can get
what?
It. 1 minute you act like you like me.
Like me.
And then the next you don't. You start sending me crazy emails like I know it's just sex you want. I can't lie, the sex is truly incredible. And every part of your body's so edible. I can tell from just thinking about it, but that ain't the reason why I'm fucking can't let you go, let you go. We got a serious, serious bond. And when we kick it, we have nothing but fun. I feel a whole lot of L-O-V-E between you and me, even though we feel young. Just your company ain't gotta get none. Talk the same lingo, understand where I'm coming from. And if anybody asks me a question about you, I'ma tell them you the one. You got me like, ooh, ooh. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, baby, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it. When I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh.
Love for you. Yes, it has. Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine, now throw your hands up in the sky.
Atlanta. It feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. Yo, I roll through good. Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood. Ferrari. And she got the good, and she got that ass. I got the look. Sorry. Yo, it got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks. Sorry. Bitches told me don't hit, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. It feels like I come for mine, I got to shine. Girls who ain't on TV cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, the kid coming with the bottles. The sheep feel booze like she bombed out of Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston. It feel like Philly. It feel like D.C. It feel like D.A. or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm doing the hood. The only thing I wish
a nigga would.
Welcome to the good life.
He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. It looks like
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine.
Now throw your hands. Getting some brain with it. As she said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get biz. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Trust and all the love, I know we got a lot.
Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Ladies Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this All Star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn sh- alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on.
Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused and the dope is like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck. In the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap made with the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Shout out to Little Kim for that track entitled Ladies Night. I'm gonna go ahead and play the last song of the day, which is from Believe by Nature entitled Hip Hop Array. They will be in the building tomorrow night. You don't wanna miss it. Here's Hip Hop Array from Naughty by Nature. And I'll be back on at 8:30 tonight to talk with Hugo the Boss. Peace.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature.